Okay, team. So I promised I would come back with a chronic urticaria and angioedema update because I was on the path of healing it naturally. And you guys, I am very happy to say that I did it. So again, everyone's journey is going to be different. Everyone's source of this is going to be different, but I'm going to walk through exactly what I did to heal it because maybe some of you guys are experiencing the same root cause and this will help you too. So up on this question here, yes, I was also given a prescription for an EpiPen, but there was something in me that just said, no, like you don't need this. Even though the doctor was like, when your lip starts swelling, it can move into your face and then into your throat and you're going to need an EpiPen. There was just like this inner voice being like, this is so not accurate. Like you don't need this. You are not going to be stuck with this forever. You can heal it. And so I took it upon myself to do a shit ton of research and really looked into the cause of chronic hives and hives themselves. And I found a lot of information. First thing that really stood out to me was hives are caused by an excess of histamine, and excess of histamine can be caused by mast cell activation syndrome. And so essentially what this means is that there's something in our body that is causing an overreaction or overproduction of histamine, and our cells are basically going crazy, producing a bunch of it. Then our system has too much, it can't break it down, and that's what causes the hives and the swelling. The little guys that make the histamine are called mast cells, and that's why it's called mast cell activation syndrome. They're just overactive. And one of the symptoms of mast cell activation syndrome is actually SIBO. And so I was watching this YouTube video where it was going through all the different causes of mast cell activation syndrome, and SIBO really stuck out to me because I had some of the other symptoms of SIBO as well, other than just hives. And essentially the way that SIBO will cause the hives is the bacteria in your small intestine that is over, like there's too much of them. So SIBO is small intestine bacterial overgrowth, which basically means that the bacteria we need in our gut and in our intestines to break down food, there's just too much of them. And so the specific type of SIBO I had, or the specific bacteria that there was too much of, actually eat what's called DAO or DAO, which is an enzyme in our gut that actually breaks down histamines. So because these bacterias were eating the enzymes that break down the histamine, there was nothing in my system to break down histamines, and that's why I was having an overflow of them, and that's why I was having the hives. And of course, the doctors don't tell you any of this. So I went to my naturopath, did a gut test, secured the fact that I did in fact have elevated levels of the SIBO bacteria, and started a natural protocol to actually heal the SIBO. And within about, I wanna say a month, symptoms were gone. And it's been quite a few months now where I haven't had any reoccurring symptoms. So again, this is not medical advice, but the things that I did were I started taking quercetin with every meal, berberine with every meal. I took L-glutamine every morning and oil of oregano every morning, which wasn't fun. And then once a day, I had a full bulb of raw garlic. So I usually did this at dinner because, you know, going out living life, a full bulb of raw garlic is not lovely in your breath. But I would just mix it into my rice, or I would mix it into guac or whatever it was I was eating. I also did a no histamine diet for the beginning of it. So things like guac I started introducing later on. But at the very beginning, I cut out every single food that had histamines. And it was hard. I did it for over a month. And honestly, you guys, I was gagging. I wanted to cry. Like I was so sick of the foods I was eating because there's such a small amount that you can have. But I'm telling you, it was so worth it because not only does it bring down your symptoms, but it actually allows your body to heal without being aggravated by overproduction of histamine. I was on this protocol for about 7 weeks. Symptoms left around five and a half, but I was told to keep doing it for at least 1 to 2 weeks after all symptoms were gone to ensure that it was really gone. And then basically after the 7 weeks, I started reintroducing foods with histamine in them. And I'm very happy to say I have been able to eat anything and everything and not have any sort of reaction. I haven't had any flare-ups. And my protocol finished at the end of May, you guys. And today is, I believe, what is it, August 6th? So it's been a decent amount of time where I really haven't had any sort of reoccurring symptoms. So I hope that this helps you and that maybe this gives you guys some insight into how to heal your chronic idiopathic urticaria. But that was my story, and I am very happy to say that I'm healed.